Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, time for Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shield, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. You enjoying that cool weather?
It's beautiful outside.
It is, man, if we can only bottle this up. Let's talk about cryptocurrency. What is it and why was it created?
Yep, sure thing, Tommy. So being a banker, I often get questions from customers, friends, family. What is cryptocurrency and why should I be involved in it, or should I not be involved in it? And so today, what I really want to do is, this is a fairly divisive topic. A lot of people have opinions. I'm not going to try to hype it or bash it. What I really want to do is just explain what it is, where it came from, and what people should really understand before they put money into it blindly. Mm-hmm. And so Bitcoin itself, which was the original cryptocurrency, the major one that everyone knows about, launched in 2009. And the reason it came about was, as you know, in 2008, there was the financial crisis where trust in banks, trust in any financial institutions across the globe all kind of wavered, because it was the first time anyone realized, okay, well, maybe the financial system wouldn't exist. Maybe we need something else. So it was this idea that was created in 2009. It was created by an anonymous person or group of people, we're not exactly sure, called Satoshi Nakamoto. And so the idea was, we're going to make a peer-to-peer digital currency, right? So that just means a currency that's not backed by any government. It's not backed by any type of physical asset. It's just simply, I own this digital currency and I'm able to transact business with it without going through a middleman or holding it in a bank or anything like that.
So
the concept of it was really easy, right? Digital cash for a digital world.
So it started as a payment system. Is that what I'm understanding? But it's not how people use it now?
Yeah, and so that's the thing, right? If you talk to a lot of Bitcoin investors, the original intent was simply to be an alternative payment system. And so your true users of Bitcoin were people who believed that this was an alternative method of payment that was going to kind of change things and it was going to protect us from unstable economies. But most people you talk to about Bitcoin are speculators. They're simply people who are investing in it because they want profit out of it, right? So they're saying, I'm going to get into Bitcoin because it's going to double or triple or quadruple in value, whatever you have. And they're not really even using it for payments, right? Which was its original intent, was to be that alternative payment system. And so that's good, but it's not good, right? And Bitcoin as an investment opportunity has a few challenges. And you can go look at its historical losses over time, and there's been multiple instances where Bitcoin's lost over 50% of its value, right? Just overnight. That could be anything, right? There was a time where China banned Bitcoin. The market dropped precipitously, right? And so when you think about investments, right, when I think about my 401k and my retirement, I really don't want to put it into vessels that can lose 50% of their value overnight, right? If you want to gamble, or if you want to use this as a vessel to just say, hey, I'm going to take some of my fun money, if you budget that accordingly and and want to try to ride that wave, you could try to catch it really high or you could catch it really low. But that's it is we need to be honest. It is what it is. When you have that level of volatility, Tommy, it's speculative investment or gambling.
That is a major concern, the volatility, right?
Yeah, the volatility is. Like I mentioned, the large dips, and your bigger problem is it's not backed by anything, right? It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by a government. It's not backed by any resource that you can point to and say, this is what it is. It is worth what people are willing to pay for it, which is good now. But at some point, if something else comes along or if a government intervenes itself, it could honestly be worth nothing overnight. And more concerning is that I'm hearing more and more stories of people who ask, should they borrow money to get into this because they see the upside returns? Mm-hmm. I cannot caution your listeners enough, Tommy. No one should ever borrow money to get into crypto or any speculative investment for that matter, right? If you take that equity in your home, which is that most valuable resource for most of us, and you may get rich, but the alternative is just destroyed all that equity in your house and hit the reset button on it. So I would always encourage everyone, don't invest in something that's speculative with funds that you really need to use for your retirement or things of that nature.
What are these Satoshi wallets? What is that?
Yeah, so in the opening, I talked about Satoshi, right? And in essence, that's the unknown creator or creators of Bitcoin. And this one's an important one that I always like to bring up. There are wallets attributed to the creator that own about 5% of the total Bitcoin population. And so they have never moved, right? But as of this morning, they're worth over about $120 billion potentially. Now, you can imagine there's someone out there in the world who potentially has access to these wallets. Mm-hmm. If those funds were to move, Tommy, the entire system could become destabilized instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I really don't like to invest in things that have unknown factors beyond my control. Mm-hmm. This person could simply cash out, say they're done. They could be a government. They could be any kind of actor. We don't know. But if those things were to move, the drops in instability in the system could be huge, quite frankly.
What are some things listeners should consider investing in?
Yeah. So, Tommy, you know, I know it's not exciting and sexy, but I always like to talk about just investing in index funds. It's simple. It's very easy to get into, low friction. And, you know, if the S&P 500 has shown year over year, its average gains are about 10%, right? Even if you adjust for inflation, it's 6-7%. And so, you know, look, that's simple, steady gains, right? It's more than you would earn in, say, a CD, but it's building wealth for the future. And, you know, I've talked about that over the years, but, you know, if you put $1,000 into the S&P, in 10 years, it becomes $2,800. That's small potatoes, but it's real returns. And you think, if you just get into those habits of $25 here, $50 here, whatever you want to do, we call it micro-investing, mm-hmm. you know, sweep a couple cents here and there, that becomes real money, Tommy. And that can be the difference between, you know, losing it all if you just bet badly on the wrong cryptocurrency and, you know, building wealth that you could use to potentially retire, especially if you're young, right? I always encourage the young folks that have disposable income to just do some small, don't get that Starbucks this week, sweep that $10, $20 to an account. You'll actually get to see that compounding impact of it relatively quickly.
Very valuable information, Jason. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Count on it. Bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields. I think some very valuable information. He's the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Jason, if people want to find out more about Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can come into any of our branches, Tom, and you can go to gulfbank.com or you can just give us a call. We're always willing to talk with anything that you folks want to talk about.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Jason Shield, COO, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, 754, 6 till 7, no, 6 till 8. I want to go back. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.